This is Ozarks at Large. Early voting is underway in a special election in Gentry, where residents are deciding if alcohol sales will be permitted on Sundays. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Voters are deciding whether to authorize the sale of alcoholic beverages for off-premises consumption between 10 a.m. and midnight on Sundays. The effort to get this issue on the ballot was led by Jara Yuck and her husband Charles, who own C&J Liquors, the only liquor store in Gentry. During an election in November 2012, voters approved Benton County becoming a wet county. C&J Liquors opened in November 2013, and Jara says they've had great experiences with their customers.
A lot of repeat customers. Most of them we know by name. They know us. My dogs are here with us every day. They know our dogs. They bring the dogs treats. We know what they want before they walk in the door and what to suggest to them that they might like if they're wanting to look for something new. But then we still have customers, even after 7 years, that come in and they're like, I didn't even know that there was a liquor store in Gentry. I didn't know that we could buy alcohol. And then it's like, so people are still, even after 7 years, still discovering that Benton County is wet. And so, we're growing every single day.
She says customers have always asked when their business would be open on Sundays. After discussing it off and on, last year the couple decided they were comfortable with being open 7 days a week, so they contacted an attorney to learn more about getting the issue on the ballot. They began collecting signatures midsummer with the goal of getting the issue on the general election ballot in November. However, she says due to issues like deadlines not being met, the special election was scheduled for February 9th. The process of collecting signatures to prompt a vote on Sunday sales became an option for Arkansans after legislation was passed in 2009. Scott Hardin, spokesperson for alcoholic beverage control for the state of Arkansas, says up until then, the only alcoholic beverages that could be sold on Sundays had to be consumed on site at a restaurant or bar. Now, voters can approve sales of alcohol for off-site consumption in their town.
We call this off-premises sales. Off-premises, when you purchase it and you take it somewhere else to drink it, that was not an option in Arkansas, and it was a point of frustration for quite a few people and quite a topic of conversation for many years. So in 2009, the legislature enacted some legislation that said, okay, if a local community wants to put this on the ballot and they want to sell on Sundays off-premises, so that's your liquor stores, your convenience stores, your beer and wine, and your liquor, let's leave it up to the communities to put it on the ballot. And that's exactly what they did.
To get the issue on the ballot, you must collect signatures from 15% of people within your community that voted during the previous gubernatorial election.
I think that sounds a little simpler than it probably is. Getting 15% of any percentage of people to sign up is a bit of a challenge. And that's probably why you see many of these communities that do offer Sunday sales. It's many of them are smaller communities simply, and that's not surprising because it's easier to get it on the ballot. I think Springdale is probably the largest community in the state that does have Sunday sales, and I know that took some work.
Only 16 cities throughout the state have approved Sunday sales, and all of them are located in 7 counties in the northern part of the state. Washington County has 2, Springdale and Taneytown, while Benton County has 3, Avoca, Pea Ridge, and Garfield. If approved by voters in the special election, Gentry would be the 4th. C&J Liquors owner Jara Yuck says permitting Sunday sales could lead to more sales tax revenue, which would benefit the community, not just her business.
They'll decide on Sunday that they want to have mimosas or Bloody Marys, or they're going to have a cookout and they need some beer. Well, they have to go somewhere else, which means anything else that they need, groceries, fuel, anything like that, they're also going to get it somewhere else. They're going to go somewhere and get all of those things when they could do it all here in Gentry. And, so in addition to them being able to stop here and make their purchase here, they can also make their grocery and their fuel purchases in the area instead of doing all of that stuff somewhere else and giving somebody else that revenue.
So far, she says the community has been receptive to the proposal with only a few dissenters.
We've had one customer that was a little hesitant, and she's a repeat customer. She's a very good customer, but she was a little hesitant. She's like, I'm just not sure about that. And then we've had two posts on social media that were like, no, that's, we don't want that. But the rest of it, I mean, it's just, I mean, all day long, you know, has this passed yet? Has this passed yet? Okay, well, I'm going to vote for it. I'm voting for it. You know, you have my vote. So we hear it all day.
Early voting continues through Monday, but polling stations will be closed over the weekend. Election day is Tuesday, February 9th. Residents can cast their votes early at the Benton County Clerk's offices in Bentonville or in Siloam Springs. On election day, votes can be cast at First Baptist Church of Gentry, and polls will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. More information is available at vote.bentoncountyar.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
While Gentry voters will decide the future of Sunday alcohol sales in their city soon, Arkansans throughout the state will still not be able to buy or be served alcohol on Christmas Day. A proposal that would have allowed serving beer, wine, and spirits on the holiday failed in a House committee yesterday at the state capitol. Supporters said the measure would have allowed business owners, like hotels, to serve customer needs. Two other alcohol-related bills did pass in that committee on voice votes. One would allow private clubs in dry counties to petition to establish entertainment districts for the outside sale of liquor. The bill would not permit new entities to sell alcohol in dry counties. The other bill passed would add local breweries to an already written measure allowing liquor stores to deliver merchandise to residents in wet counties. The latter two proposals that did pass committee now head to the full House for consideration. And just ahead, still more discussion of alcohol. The Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report with Paul Gatling examines the effect of the pandemic on liquor stores and bars. That's in about 90 seconds on Ozarks at Large.